This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's not often I've said the words Hulk Hogan and sex tape on this program. Never, in point of fact. But the most recent development in the lawsuit that Hogan, a.k.a. Terry Bollea, filed against Gawker kind of forces my hand. Today, a judge in Florida refused to throw out the $140 million judgment that Hogan won against Gawker over the leak of said sex tape. News, yes. Also news, though, are unconfirmed reports that Silicon Valley billionaire Peter Thiel funded Hogan's case as well as others against Gawker. Thiel helped found PayPal. He was an early investor in Facebook, and he was outed by Gawker in 2007. Thiel is now open about his sexuality, but he is also, as of today, the leading example of Silicon Valley celebrities getting the same treatment the rich and famous in Hollywood or New York get and fighting back. Sally Herships has that story.
Let's be honest. We are used to hating on Wall Street. Silicon Valley, not so much. So the following comparison might sound a little surprising.
If Goldman is a giant face-sucking squid, then Google and Facebook are predator and alien.
Scott Galloway teaches marketing at NYU Stern School of Business. He says Silicon Valley and Wall Street are actually pretty similar. Both are made up of powerful companies focused on shareholders, so both should fall under the same scrutiny. It's just that the tech industry has some built-in advantages.
People feel more affection for their iPhone than their mortgage.
Galloway says Silicon Valley has done a better job branding itself than Wall Street. Thomas Ordahl is with Landor, the global branding firm. He says, just ask the average American to name a few Wall Street leaders, and many of us would have a hard time.
But if you ask them about Silicon Valley, they probably could come up with a few names quite quickly.
Steve Jobs, Sheryl Sandberg, Mark Zuckerberg, names that wield enormous power.
There's almost no part of society that Silicon Valley, writ large, doesn't touch.
Joseph Turow is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg School of Communications. He says Silicon Valley represents an important institution in our lives, and so it's important for us to pay attention.
It's publishing society's most widespread stories. It's interfacing with the educational system, the security system, and Wall Street.
Turow says tech companies have begun to realize that to be players, you have to play. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.